What a world we live in. Welcome to the Face and Nerds podcast. This is episode 75.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations.
All right, I'm standing on it.
We'll call him Calendar Man.
Cool. Standing on it. All right, 75.
And we didn't even practice this beforehand. Holy shit. High five. We're getting better at this.
All right, and we can do that because COVID's over.
Actually, let me double check if it's 76. We're taking that fucking thing back.
Listen, if we're wrong, we're wrong, okay? If we're wrong,
I think we're wrong.
No, and we're wrong a lot of times.
Feels good.
It is.
You didn't come here for facts. You came here to entertain.
Exactly. All right. So if this is your first time tuning in, thank you.
Welcome to our last time.
Thank you as well. This is the Thirsty Nerds podcast, and what we like to do here is talk about a bunch of stuff and stories that have occurred online. I wanted to curse, but
it just feels like each time he says that, he less and less cares about it. He's like, I don't give.
No, I care. It's just that I'm not trying to curse right off the bat.
Yeah. We need at least 2 minutes of no cursing.
He's walking around in his underwear when he has to put clothes on.
Yes. Well, anyway, yeah. We're here to chop it up, talk about stuff, comics, films, video games. Let's get right to it. I'm Sumo.
I'm Clarence.
I am King. Wait. Clarence?
I did it.
Let him be Clarence.
He broke the fourth wall.
I did it.
Again.
Let him be Clarence.
My man Deadpool this shit. My name is Just One, and welcome to the Thirsty Nerds podcast. How's your guys' week been? It's been, finally, we're moving into good weather. Fall, sticking weather.
It was hot this whole week.
Humidity, like this is the time of year where you get that under boob sweat, and it just... Listen. When it drips down your stomach and like tickles you.
Every time you go to a public stall, the toilet paper sticks into your butt.
Why are you going to public stalls? I'd rather shit behind a tree than go to like a public stall.
I'd rather hold it, to be honest. Yeah, no way.
Nah, man. I'm not trying to squat for 45 minutes. You know what I mean?
45. We need to get you some fiber, man.
It's an art. It's a long process and an art.
Why do they call it a restroom? I mean, I'm in
exactly.
Stall.
I'm at a rest.
My toes curled, fighting for my fucking life.
Oh man, my weekend was, you know, ups and downs, but we're back to ups. All right.
Okay.
All right. I had a flat tire. I was like, oh shit. So I had to get that taken care of. But I was with this dude, and he was just telling me about all this stuff and what's going on in Jordan and Palestine and how, you know, his little business over here is just being impacted and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, people are being crushed and, like, you know, like I said, Pauly D's on Fox News. And so, you know, I'm just getting by like everyone else.
I want to know. I didn't watch it. I saw the screen grab of him discussing inflation, but, like, more inflation than your career, buddy?
I mean,
I don't know what's more inflated than his fucking hair.
You
one,
know?
Two, a terrible DJ.
His age is, you know, he's pretty bad, but, you know, he limps on.
I mean,
I'm so happy I don't know exactly who
you are. Yeah, I don't know who the fucking dark.
You know who Pauly D is.
Everybody knows the fucking Jersey Shore, baby.
Yeah,
the
guy with the fucking.
Yeah, the
okay,
hair.
I know you're talking.
One of them fuckers.
One of them.
Yeah, Jersey Shore, the guy, you know.
Any of
hair
them.
And stuff like this.
They're all the same. They blend together.
Okay. I only watched like one season of that, and I was.
One season?
One season?
I was pissed drunk, and I was watching it with Little Chris and Veronica.
How? You stuck around for the entire season?
Where was I going to go?
You could home.
I said I was pissed drunk.
DUI is better.
Like you haven't done
it. He's joking.
No, fuck. I'll take bookings over fucking sitting hostage watching
the
season.
It got some chuckles out of me, man. It got some chuckles.
See, there it is. There it is. Because that shit it's
stupid.
It's a train wreck. It's good, all right? It's like before Zeus got here. Now Zeus is here.
These guys are clearly in their fucking 40s.
Yeah.
Listen, in the future... that's going to be in history books as like the start of the decline of civilization. Like, it's like BC is like it's going to be before.
Before Jersey Shore.
Yeah, before Jersey Shore and then after.
Don't.
AJ.
Don't. If that was a real long trek to get him to say BJ, man, congratulations, man. You are Moab B.
I work in mysterious ways.
Exactly.
Sometimes I even surprise myself. But with that being said, surprising, a gigantic corporation gets a slap in the wrist. We're talking about NVIDIA.
Wait, what did they do?
So you know all the shortages for graphic cards and computer parts?
Yeah.
Well, they got caught with their hand in the cookie jar.
Uh-oh. Wait, what did they do?
I could have sworn, so it's been a minute since I read this article, yeah? Okay. And I believe they got caught selling to scalpers.
Bitcoin miners.
Oh, there's...
Yeah.
Even though they said they were not... Like, we're trying to avoid...
Right.
They even said they were changing their graphics card so you're not able to mine everything.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So they were found doing an investigation where it was tracked that they sold... I think it was... close to like 1.5 million graphic cards that were directed straight to Bitcoin mining, and it was linked directly to the company. And of course, like always, they had a 5.5 million wrist slap that they had to pay in fines.
Oh. And they probably made three times that amount.
Oh, yeah. Three?
Yeah.
Three? My stock skyrocketed through the roof, baby.
To the moon.
They made a shitload more than five. Man. And three times 5.5 million.
Must be nice, right?
Shit. Hey. And they're the reason why my computer fucking lags every time I try to boot up Elden Ring.
The most popular game in the world right now.
I try to roll and my motherfucker goes.
I know you hear the song. Dun, da, da, da.
Did you guys see Elden Ring has sold more copies than Call of Duty Vanguard?
I did see that.
Ah, cool.
Huh?
But
in 3 months.
But it's Vanguard.
Yeah, like.
But Vanguard's been out for almost a year.
Yeah.
I know, but it's still Call of Duty. It's the same ecosystem. So
like nobody buys Vanguard Vanguard. They bought it for...
I'm just saying, more people have purchased this game.
Yeah.
That's good. That's great. That's phenomenal.
Cool.
Call of Duty's a good...
Calm down.
It's a shift.
I don't think it is. It's not a shift. It's...
Listen, we're the machine. You're cool, but come
like,
on.
I love Elden Ring, but like it's just one time.
Here's how many
things do that. That's all I'm saying.
It's great. This is an achievement to be admired. I guess you dethrone the king for a second. You know, he got up and coughs, and you're enjoying your moment in the chair.
Cool. When the king went up to go take a shit, someone had to fill the seat.
Yeah, exactly. Y'all had to keep it warm. Good for y'all. That's great. But let me tell you, they've been getting all my fucking money this month. That Monarch shit with
The Godzilla Monarch.
Yeah, that shit is fun. I bought all the little character skins.
Do you actually activate like Godzilla or Kong depending on what side you're on?
Like they act as the kill streaks, and they'll either blast their lasers in your direction. Mm. Like it comes to the point where the stage is getting smaller and smaller, and you got people who are just making them attack where people are, and we got to get around it. It's ridiculously fun.
Do you remember how long people were trying to fight against stuff like this being put in Call of Duty?
Quite a while, because people were climbing on the Jason shit.
People don't know what they want until they get it, and they're like, "Oh my god, this
100%.
Is fun.
I play Call of Duty for realism, so I can shoot through this screw hole and hit you."
Yeah. They don't know what they want.
The same people that say they want Call of Duty for realism go to fucking Tomb Raider for action, exactly. for archaeological knowledge.
But just one, who can go to Tomb Raider? When they were just sold off by their pappy.
Their pappy said, get the fuck out of my way. Because we're trying to invest in NFTs.
They sold Tomb Raider. They sold Deus Ex Machina.
Who sold what?
So Square Enix has sold off some assets that they had in an attempt to invest in cryptocurrency and Bitcoin.
I believe it was like 3 to 4 studios. I may be wrong. It might be a little bit more, but they sold several studios.
And you would think that they made bank from selling these studios because we just had acquisitions from things like Activision. We had things like Microsoft selling for billions. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
NVIDIA paid more in fines, $3.5 million for these three studios.
Yeah. I think
they gave them away.
They literally gave them away.
One of the studios were Crystal Dynamics?
Yeah. Crystal Dynamics was one.
Listen, first off, give that away. Have you played The Avengers? Give Crystal Dynamics.
Have you played
Tomb Raider?
The newer one?
Yeah, the newer ones.
The newer ones, okay.
They're fantastic.
But they made The Avengers after that.
Shut up.
You know what I mean? Like, throw the whole company in the garbage. throw them out, throw CD Projekt Red in the garbage. I'm sorry. I don't care about the good you've done. Once you've made that kind of harm, you need to go away. You just need to go.
I just really love
I agree with you.
But you're still playing Call of Duty.
I agree with you, but if you ever put Bethesda in that group, I will launch over this table and choke you out.
Okay, and we would all watch.
At that point, I would die. I would die for my beliefs.
I just love the fact that they decided to like go full, because ever since like a couple months ago, they announced their whole like, oh yeah, guys, we're doing NFTs, and everyone's like, no, and they're like, you don't know what you want. We're gonna give it to you, and we don't give a fuck. And guess what? The market's crashed.
The market tanked.
Eat shit. Damn. Exactly. You didn't listen. Square.
Talk about karma. You know what else Square Enix just said?
What?
Remember what we talked about the last time, where the person who was the head director of Balan Wonderland was taking them to court. Square Enix quoted themselves saying, this is a product that we full-heartedly recommend for everyone to play. The game that is clearly not finished and the whole world played, and they said it's not finished.
Oh, yeah.
Square Enix fucking up. This y'all king? Final Fantasy fans? This y'all?
It's their king, yeah.
Yeah, not only that, like they sold Crystal Dynamics at the very moment they announced the next Tomb Raider game is going to be in fucking Unreal Engine 5.
Yeah, we were just talking about that a couple pods ago.
And you just posted a video not too long ago in the chat of
Unreal's.
Yeah.
It's crazy strong.
Guy made a Unreal.
The
train station that they made in Unreal Engine was terrifying.
He thought that shit was a camera.
I did.
Why is there no one in the stations?
I watched that video like three times. Like, what the fuck is this? I was waiting for a jump scare the entire time. I had my phone like 3 feet away from me.
And it would have worked. It would have got him.
Oh my God.
I see that shit all the time.
I fucking cannot wait.
I can't. Every time I see something that this fucker reshares or something, it's always a jump scare. It always gets me.
Hey.
5%, like 90% of the time, it gets me.
And then he wonders why we come in here and talk to him.
One of these days, he's going to show up for a pot and I'm going to be dead in this fucking studio. Yeah. And the video is just going to be playing on the loop.
And we're going to set up
the Ring fucking video.
There's fucking Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yes. But no, like, I cannot wait to see what horror games are going to be like in this engine. Like, it's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
If they care.
Like, huh?
If they care.
I want someone to recreate in Unreal Engine 5 whatever the fuck Ezra Miller is doing in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. It's the same scene, but it's just him coming at the background like, hey, you want to fight?
Dude, that guy spent more time in bookings than spent in his fucking Airbnb.
Yeah, dude.
I swear to God, they just know him by now. Like, they have his cookie ready, like, glass of milk. Like, oh, Ezra's back. Hey.
I mean,
what if it's actually cheaper for him to spend the night in jail than to get an Airbnb in Hawaii? Hey,
that is something that homeless people actively do. They go to jail. Three warm in a cot.
Like, you know? But what does three it cost him? Just get a fucking hotel. What
in
are you
Hawaii?
Doing?
Bro, there is some actual real shit going on in Hawaii right now that the natives are not being given water because tourism is so high. They're cutting off water for the people who actually live there and finding them additional money.
So but they're surrounded in water. What are you talking about? I know.
Obviously.
If
they want to go drink some water, just go surf.
The fuck?
Just like
oh, man.
What are y'all doing?
You can't just absorb it through osmosis in the air. It's so moist out there.
But yeah, it's some horrible shit going down over there. But yeah.
Hawaii is a paradise. It's been a fucking slum for like 55 years.
Yeah. And they apparently Warner Bros. They're not getting rid of him. He is going to be the Flash in the film.
I think at this point they can't. They fiscally cannot get Amber Heard.
Yeah.
Erza Miller, they can't. They've done so much flip flopping and switching and dropping characters and reshaping.
What if this is like a laser targeted advertisement to try and give Ezra Miller some street cred?
Listen, if they lose one more Justice League member, they're going to have to give the Warner Brothers department to The Rock.
He's just going to play every character.
He's going to play every character. That's pretty much it. Like, it's just not going to fly unless he's attached.
Let's go Council of Dwayne's.
He would absolutely do it. You know what? And he can.
He can. Right? I mean, at this point,
whatever.
I can't wait to see him in a Black Canary fit.
Honestly, though, I'm seriously starting to question if this movie's coming out.
Like, I'm starting to question if Ezra Miller's a real person. Like, I think Ezra Miller's just like a figment of my imagination. He's like Mr. Mixaplex. He's running around, fucking just causing havoc.
He's like the new. He's like that new Candyman myth. He's just taking on a new name.
I know. Yeah. And then he just continues to.
It was Florida Man, and now it's Ezra Miller.
It's Ezra Man.
No. Florida Man's too strong.
Has anybody tried saying his name backwards? See if he was like, stop.
Oh my God.
No, I'm not.
Are you that brave? I'm not.
It might summon him. No, I'm gonna get punched by the Wizard of what do you call himself in that video?
Waverly Place or something.
Weather and Weather Place.
That's a Disney show, pimp.
Yeah,
well, sure, but was he in it? I don't fucking know where he came from.
No, but he's that whimsical.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. The whimsical part is gone for me. He's scary.
I like how what you said in the group chat that he's like slowly turning into the Joker.
Duh,
his outfits are just.
The video, the last arrest, there was a video of the arrest, and he was wearing purple pants and a fucking suit jacket.
Yeah.
he's like, I don't want to be the Flash anymore, guys.
Yeah, he's just trying to get out of it. He's got to do what Ray did, man. He's got to write a book and start telling some shit. That's all he's got.
Like,
do.
You thought Jared Leto was crazy? Look at me.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll fucking fight you.
Meth is one hell of a drug. Fuck me, bro.
I mean, let Amber tell you.
Look,
my dog stepped on a bee.
Speaking of the downfall.
I was gonna say it's been too long. I don't remember Buddy's name at all.
Who?
All right. Who's directing this myth of a movie called Avatar 2 again?
James Cameron.
James Cameron.
The fuck is that one? The goat?
Look, he's been gone for so long with this myth of a movie.
He's been underwater. He's been filming underwater in his little submarine.
Hey, yeah. Man, listen, when you made Titanic, you can fucking...
You can do whatever
like
you want.
He's like Kendrick. He can drop every 5 years. He ain't got to fucking put out an album every year. Right?
I'm just tired of him actually, like, every time I turn... I'm just tired of him... Every time I hate the fact, like, he won't make any more movies, well, until now, but, like, he'll just, every time there's a new Terminator, he'll come out and say, yeah, it's the best shit ever, man. I loved it. It's like my movies.
He'll wake up from his billion-dollar slumber from making, like, one movie every 10 years going, oh, it's great.
Have I said fuck Marvel? Fuck Marvel.
Yeah. Oh, did I say fuck Marvel? I meant fuck Marvel.
Fargo.
I can't say that. I still work for them.
Yeah.
I love the inner company beef.
Wait,
I was loving it. Well, I mean, he's
the
Avatar
inviting,
is Disney.
Oh yeah, pretty much.
Disney owns everything.
They do.
Do you guys think of that trailer though?
I don't care.
Yeah, right.
I saw it in the. I swear to God, we saw it together in the theater. We went to go see House of M. And
man, I wish I was with y'all.
And it as soon as it started playing, because I knew they were re-releasing the movie, the first one in theater, so I thought it was gonna be like a little trailer. Cause I swear to God, I thought it was the same fucking movie.
It does look like the same movie.
One point, I was like, "Why is there a little brown boy in dreads, like just running around?" I was like, "Oh, he's." They kind of hinted at maybe that's their child.
Like they came, the two Navis. It looked like they made a human
child. A little Mexican,
yeah. Maybe.
Like they popped out a little Mexican. He was like greenish, olive. I don't know what the fuck was going on.
What's the blue lady's name? What's her name? Anyone remember her name?
I don't fucking know.
Okay, they say, look. I can
Pocahontas?
Listen, Bluehontas, listen.
Bluehontas.
I can jump into this, this meat mech suit, but we can make you a human mech suit, and then we can make babies. It don't work the other way around.
No.
But I thought Buddy ended up as a real Navi at the end.
Yeah, he did, because he died.
And then he put his consciousness in there.
So he's
like, hey, man, I fell asleep during that shit, okay? I'm sorry.
Yeah, this movie looks... I don't know what the fuck is going on.
We got enough Marvel movies. We got all the green screen we could ever fucking want. It's evolved, all right? This now Avatar looks dated.
It kind of did. It looks like... It looks just... Like those, when Final Fantasy did cutscenes?
Yeah.
Like, that's what it reminds me of.
Spirits Within?
Yeah. Mm. Anything like
that. All the way back there?
It's that dated to me now. Like I've seen Dr. Strange just pull a fucking eyeball through his ass. This is not, like, you could do more, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. There was a lot of stuff that was, like, blowing up in my face, and I got dizzy. I didn't know what was happening. There's a lot of blue.
You're blue, and then now tinges of green people now.
And at some point, it kind of looked like they were showing me snippets from the first film.
Yeah.
And I was like,
But maybe some different footage? You're like, is it?
Yeah.
What? And then, but your brain's like trying to sabotage. You're like, wait, I think I saw that. I think I saw that before. No, wait, like, was that the...
If anything references the first movie after 10 fucking years. What the fuck, man?
No, it's gonna reference the game. The game that came.
Ugh.
Yeah, man. Ugh.
Should we put like start like a money pot until we see someone go, oh, this movie's being too woke, talking about the environment. Should we put a money pot out for that? Put a bounty for that?
I mean, we already lost because they said that about the first one.
I think they'll say more shit about the little, like, the little brown kid before they say anything about the whole environment. They're like, oh my God, it's woke garbage. Maybe, I hate Disney for this shit.
Maybe they hit them both at the same time.
Well,
I know he's got to be white. He's just like tinted like olive,
yeah,
which makes him look
it's too
like,
dark.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
It was weird. It was like a weird mixture of colors. He had like the Navi, like skin designs on the back, but he had a like face mask. I don't know what that's about. I'm confused. And I'm triggered.
I am triggered.
And frankly, I'm triggered. How dare they?
Speaking of things that are probably triggering people right now, they also announced the new Doctor Who.
Let's be real.
Who
watches Doctor Who in here?
Well, right now.
I watched it.
I raised my hand. Yeah. I watched Doctor Who.
I watched the new iterations from Eccleston up to Jodie, whatever the current Doctor Who.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't finish the first season simply because they took it off of, I believe it was
Netflix.
I think it's on HBO Max now.
Yeah,
it's on HBO Max now. I've been thinking of going back, but it might be that Hiatus maybe in the past.
No, I'm gonna restart it with Capaldi and catch up from there.
Capaldi dope. I liked Capaldi.
Yeah, that's where I kind of stopped when Capaldi came up and everything. Like I watched a few episodes, but then I kind of just like, eh.
I don't know their names, and I only watched half of season one.
Shut up, nerd. Anyway, the cool kids are talking.
But I mean, honestly, like I like the fact that apparently Russell T. Davis, the guy who did like the Ninth Doctor and Tennant, you know,
yeah. The writer,
the writer of those, like, or the show
director.
Back? Yeah, he's coming back.
Oh, that's cool.
There's gonna be gold. There's gonna be gold.
Yeah, he's great.
Like, I don't know where Buddy's from. The new guy that they casted.
I think he's an up and coming actor.
Somebody told me where they were from, and I can't remember.
Yeah.
Good job.
I'm sorry.
Well, best of luck to him. He's stepping into the shoes of a 50, 60. Continuous ongoing series.
Look, no pressure. Just knock it out the park and you'll be good. You'll be immortalized.
Well, that's the cool thing about this type of character, that every iteration, it's its own.
Yeah, right? They can bring their own flair to it. Make up your own character. It's just written to be that.
Yeah, so I'm going to check it out. Like I said, I enjoyed the Jodie, who's currently the Doctor.
Oh, you liked her?
I did. It just, I didn't really like the way the season was going. I liked her specifically. Some of the shit was just a little over the top I was like, eh.
That's what I've been hearing. Like, I mean, like, she's not bad.
Yeah, she's not bad at all.
But the things that she's in, she can't help but, you know.
It's like Supergirl over again.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, just take her out, please.
Just help her.
Help her.
Or somewhere else.
Oh, man, you're bringing up Supergirl. You hear the CW's canceling all these shows?
Shocker.
I did see that.
Too bad the Flash is not included in that list. God damn, man.
I know you were looking for, like, wait.
How y'all gonna hit them all and not take the worst one?
No, the Flash is the gift that keeps on giving. I just saw some clip of all of Godspeed's sitting around the Flash and just vibrating.
Yeah,
and
vibrating their hips into him.
This
like,
pelvic milk comes out and he's just...
I'm like, someone did this on purpose.
They did. That shit was wild. She's just getting pounded into the fucking pavement.
Oh. And they're all just standing there with their hands on their hips, just vibrating. I'm like, who thought this was cool? They should just made like the little Looney Tunes pile of smoke and him getting his ass beat.
No.
Instead, we got Death by Snoo Snoo.
I know. Oh, fuck.
How do y'all still watch this shit, man?
He's getting pummeled by all these dudes dressed in white, clearly look like sperm cells.
I know.
It's not by choice, man. It just happens.
Look, you think Godspeed isn't the fucking sperm cell running through the Speed Force?
Oh, my God.
All you guys who watched this is your fault. You did this. You let that show continue on.
It's okay.
It could have just ended.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but they canceled Batgirl, finally. get that shit out of here.
They canceled Batgirl. They canceled Naomi or whatever.
That started.
That started.
Yeah, man.
Over in one season. Yeah,
yep. Open shut case. We've seen enough. Done.
They saw the comic sales and they're like, nope.
No, we're good.
Listen, guys.
They're climbing up that mountain. They clearly didn't have their footing. And they said, Naomi, oh no.
And it's tough being caught here because on the one hand, I want her to take off. Like,
we do.
She's cool. But goddamn, there was not enough to go off of to make a show. Like,
She just started.
Dude, that sounds just like fucking Netflix. There's not enough to start a show.
But she doesn't even have a whole 12. Like, at the time they conceived the show, she hadn't even had a whole 12 yet. Like, not even a whole run. Like, what are you making a show about?
And this is the shit that kind of puts me on edge. That's like, stop giving these people some sort of reasoning behind the claims of like checking boxes and
the forced diversity thing. Like you're purposely giving them ammunition. You're doing it on purpose.
Like it's like if you don't do it if you're gonna make it bad.
Have a game plan.
Exactly.
Okay, this character has nothing. So we're starting from scratch. That is actually a field goal.
You're allowed to do
whatever you kind of fucking want.
Actually,
do you screw that up?
I think that's the point.
I mean,
if they check the box and they make a bad product and then no one wants it, they don't have to do it again.
Well, I mean, hold on. Let's be fair. It's not like they intentionally wanted it to be bad.
I'll say it like this.
You said, well,
I've come to the conclusion, and I won't name any brands or companies specifically.
Do it.
But I'll just say this: it's become really clear to me when companies want something to succeed or not. And the difference is absolutely black and white.
Yeah.
Now the teams they attach to these things, their passion is there and it's clear. Mm-hmm. They want it to succeed. But for whatever reason, the arrangement that came together, the final product, the love is not there. I am talking specifically about the Milestone shit. It's just not fucking there.
Ooh, we will totally get there when we get there, man.
Yeah, we're about...
That's it. I just wanted to drop that and go.
You have no idea. I feel the exact same way.
Like,
I really do.
That's it. Yeah. Like, they don't put effort in things they don't want to succeed. And that's clear. Like
you're
they
watching
just shotgun
them.
Naomi
you,
out there.
Dude,
for
you're
no
you're watching them taking it out back with a gun to the back of the throat. You're watching it.
Man, I mean.
And you're just, please no, don't do it.
thank God people actually, like, Miles got to finish out a run before they start throwing him out there. Like, that way it made sense.
Now they're hitting him with the fucking what ifs. And every week I see a new Miles Morales what if. I don't want to see him as fucking. Captain America.
Here's the thing. What if he was just Spider-Man and we just written the show? Can he just be Spider-Man? What if he just stayed Spider-Man?
What if he was just Spider-Man?
That'd be cool. I'm like, wow. What the fuck are y'all talking about?
I swear to God, if I see any of these what if Miles on the new fucking Spider-Verse movie, I'm going to kick a child across the goddamn theater.
Let them have their fun with their Spider-Man. They're pushing Spider-Man to be somebody else's, you know, childhood Spider-Man. Miles is somebody else's Peter Parker.
Yeah, and now they have Ben Reilly as fucking Peter Parker. They don't care anymore.
It's like, could you imagine if they're like, what if Matt Murdock was Captain America? Like, they would never do this to anybody else. Like, what if Damian was Superman? Like, they would never do that to one of theirs.
That's true.
Yeah. You think they wouldn't say, what if one of the Bat family has Superman's powers?
I mean, they are kind of.
I mean,
doing
they already
that.
Made Batman I mean, and Superman. Superman was already
no,
Batman.
I mean, Batman
was already
Gotham
everybody.
Boy, Gotham Girl.
But you know what I mean, though. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, they wouldn't go, like, you know, what if Dick Grayson was, you know, fucking.
So, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, they don't do
or
that.
Like, what if a Jedi was black?
Thank you.
Oh, hey. Awesome. You're killing these.
Yeah. So the whole thing with Fallen Order and how it's come out by the creators or the people around it and how they try and not EA, Respawn, refused to allow them to have a character that was either black or a woman.
Anything besides porcelain white.
Yeah.
Cancel culture, go get it.
So that's why they settled on the ginger. It was like, okay, at least
they said.
Not to say Buddy didn't do a good job and doesn't do it.
I'm happy that, because I like him as an actor. I was happy he got that role.
But it's the fact it's a casting call that deliberately says you can't be this to get the role.
Yeah.
The one thing I never understood, and I think you mentioned it when Fallen Order, we talked about Fallen Order every so often. Why didn't it just allow me to make my own character?
Yeah, like, or, you know, let me be a black dude.
That or that, I mean, that too.
Or an alien.
Or, yeah.
But, like, you know, more specifically, I want a black dude.
I mean,
no, that's where the character customization came in.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, just let me
be. I don't know why we still have, like, unless it's a solidified character, I believe every new IP should just be build your own.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You, like, mm-hmm. Kratos, I get it. Kratos is a legacy character. Tomb Raider, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Even Horizon,
yeah,
like I get it.
Aloy,
yeah, they whatever the fucking name is. I thought you were abbreviating something. I was fucking filling out blanks. I was like,
huh? Aloy.
I was like, you speaking?
I just thought the gas was getting to him, and that's all he could communicate with.
With grunts,
just grunts,
all gassed up.
Yeah, like. Yeah, but like, if they had maybe they had a script that they were like dead set on, cool. But there's better ways to go about fulfilling your vision than to just have a board meeting and be like, nope. Can she be a woman? Nope.
I mean, does this shock anybody?
No.
I mean, go on.
This is just like the casting call that they had back in the day for the Red Ranger.
Oh, yeah, you did mention that.
You could not be a person of color or a woman to apply for the Red Ranger position back in the day. You could not.
Damn.
It's crazy. I mean, like, the kind of people who love that shit and, you know, when we come to expect to see certain people in certain places, you know, when they do it, you know, this is always going to be the outcome. Like, yeah, like this is not a shock. Up. Like, yeah, like that's why this is not a shock. Like, I'm not surprised by this at all.
No,
like,
it's
because that's the only reason why I didn't buy the reason why I passed on the game
because tired. Like it's not the fact that I'm shocked and I can see it. It's just funny how it's just so blatant.
Yeah. Right.
It just makes me tired. Like I'm right. Like, are you really?
Now a lot of y'all are not gonna know or be able to relate to what I'm saying right here, but like. It's not like I'm seeking it, you know, like I'm not going, oh God, I just can't function unless I see, you know,
me.
XYZ. But at the same time, like, God damn, if you're going to lock it in, like you don't always have to, you can move the cursor over a little bit. It doesn't always have to land on fair skin. And if you're going to give me like a game, just make it free choice so I can make the character or whatever.
Please.
Or have the boldness to fucking land anywhere else other than the fucking starting line. Like, just move the slider over. It's not that hard.
It really isn't that hard just to say people can be people.
Yeah. Right? Like, it's weird because, like, I feel like Star Wars in general, like, I know this other sci-fi stuff has done.
Wait, what? Although, there's just like, oh, if we make a black Jedi, then we have to write out the head. Do they still listen to boom boxes? We'll have to give him a ghetto blaster.
Oh my God, he's gonna have to wear a chain.
Listen, I can't make Space Tibbs work. I just can't do it, guys.
We can't have a Millennium Falcon that's a lowrider. I can't do it.
You know he's renting it. It's not gonna leave. Doesn't even lease the goddamn vehicle.
I think I like space.
It doesn't make sense.
Stolen.
It just doesn't make sense.
I will wear Space Tims, by the way. Just to be clear.
Just be clear. If I had the choice of making a character, he would have Space Tims.
He would have Space Tims.
Anytime you make a book and somebody's in space, make sure their space boots are Tims.
Absolutely. And some
from
kind
this
of,
point forward.
And some kind of weed paraphernalia. But that's beyond the point.
That's not the point.
And then they're just have an abbreviation. ST. And you're like, what does that stand for? Space Don't worry Tims. About it. But we all know it's Space Tims.
Just do better, guys. I mean, what the fuck?
It's not that hard.
See,
it's,
like, when I saw it's EA, I mean, I just don't... EA just is evil shit, so I just don't...
No,
like, it doesn't even bother me anymore. It's like when you see Satan, like, if you see Satan at the grocery store, like, it's just...
Spitting on the grapes. Like,
it's expected now.
From what we know is, like, the crazy...
It's 2022.
Thing,
like, I just get it.
But the crazy thing is, like, even though EA is a part of the production that made Fallen Order... But it was actually Respawn.
Bullshit.
That's what they say.
Bullshit.
That's what the person, like, it was Respawn. But yeah.
Either way, they're both at fault.
I mean, yeah, like,
they're both at fault.
They're both at fault. You can try and distance yourself and say, it's the same company. So
it's one of those where it's like, excuse me, EA, we've gotten a few letters from some of our employees. What do they want? They would like inclusion.
What?
This is not inclusive? I swear, I wish there was a diagram that let me know how to be inclusive.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait, there is.
Oh, my God.
It's called the algorithm.
No, it actually has a name.
Does it actually have a fucking name?
Yeah, it's like the King something.
Ugh.
It actually has a name.
What we're talking about, anybody that doesn't know about the new hotness in the inclusion paradigm, it is Blizzard Activision.
The hits that keep on coming.
A company known for their stoicness and credibility.
Yep. Inclusion.
And inclusion.
Right.
They said an innovative diversity space tool from King Games.
They developed an algorithm that will allow them to create diverse characters with a simple click of a button instead of, you know, just creating diverse characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know it's fucked up when you need an algorithm to tell you how brown a person should be?
Yeah. And what they shouldn't be doing.
Instead of just hiring the people.
And then how many, like, he can't just be brown. They have to have more attributes to them. So roll the dice. Are they gay, trans, bi? What are they? Roll the dice.
Yeah. Are they right. ugly? Now, are they attractive?
Now we're moving to the next one. Are they left? Do they have a cleft foot? Roll the dice. What is their disability? Do they have a disability?
Blue mohawk or pink? You know, like what are we talking about?
Do they have a mental illness?
I'm going to try and read off some of the bullet points and some of the measuring metrics they have on this pie chart that they. So they slaved hours.
Now, just making sure, like, this is something they were using the whole time? Or is this something that just, like...
That is a good question I tried to find out. I didn't know if it was, like, something that's newly, like, developed.
I really hope
it's not. Or did this start from the Overwatch? And by the way, this all relates, as far as I know, only to Overwatch,
yeah.
right?
I don't know if it relates only to Overwatch. They use Overwatch as an example, but okay. I don't think this is something that you can just, you know, smash onto one thing.
But
This could be something that they've used in the shadows, and they felt comfortable saying, "Yeah, this is a good move. You know, this will get us the brownie points. We made an algorithm, so we don't have to hire anybody who knows what they're talking about. The algorithm, programmed by people who don't know what the fuck they're talking about, will guide us."
Well, yeah, I mean, in line to the same things that we've been talking about, it just comes to show you that these motherfuckers would really rather create a fucking machine
than go out their way,
hire some fucking people of color. Like, no, I can't have them in here.
No.
God damn it, they're going to be smoking weed. I just want... this is a clean company. Let's just make a machine.
They would do something that probably took as longer, that costs way more fucking money, and is utterly, at the end of the day, more useless.
They had an attractiveness scale.
Yeah.
Which was wrong, by the way. Absolutely wrong, by
we're
the
talking
way.
About I Anna, mean, yeah, y'all are tripping.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Anna was fucking hot. I don't know what y'all talking about.
She can get it.
Like, what was her metric? Like, zero attractability?
Yeah, man. Look.
Have y'all seen the picture that's hanging off of Pharaoh's closet when you see young Anna? That's
shit
a zero,
Anna.
My guy?
Hey, shit, old Anna.
But if this pie chart had anything to do with Symmetra, then, you know, it fucking works.
Listen, it does work. You know, I'll give them that.
Listen, it allowed them to create some superly unique characters, yada yada, but it doesn't take somebody with more than 3 brain cells to be like, okay, we can develop complex characters without the need of a randomizer.
No. Well, yeah. They know that.
Like, this is corporate speak. This is corporate speaking, by the way, and this... honestly, the employees, they know better. They're like, look, this isn't us. We just work here. So this is all about, you know, the upper brass being idiots.
I mean, honestly, if it makes them put more people of color in the game, sure, go for it.
Not like this.
If you just,
not
no, like this. No, honestly. I don't
at this point, will you say whatever?
Guerrilla tactics. If it gets us in there, get us in there.
Speaking of guerrilla, what is Winston's attractiveness?
I don't like this.
Winston?
Yeah, what's his attractiveness?
I don't know. Let's ask a furry.
Oh!
First of all, he doesn't have fur. It's hair.
Wow.
He would know. I'm sorry. Right. Sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry.
See?
Thank you.
You know what?
Right. That makes sense
because I've never seen a gorilla furry.
They're not brave. They're not brave and not imaginative. They have one single fetish.
Well, I'll put
right? They're a hive mind.
I'll put Winston at 10.
Thickness?
Yeah.
Because Dunstan's checking in, nigga.
Damn right.
I want to know if the hamster's left-handed or right-handed. What is his sexual orientation?
Furry.
Blizzard. Tell me.
How does Zenyatta change his oil?
Does he have oil, you fucking racist?
How does
wow.
It, how does Orisa change her oil?
That's
her
a good oil? Question, yeah.
Effie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about the child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, you keep forgetting that she's actually part of the little
But you know what? Listen, Blizzard, you know, whatever, guys.
They have a little
Get it together. Get it together.
They have a lot more problems right now. That Overwatch beta is not hot. It's not hot. People are like, wait, you took this long to give me the same game?
All right, two things. One, yeah, they haven't really changed too much, but it's all brand new, and the emphasis was probably on the PvE aspect of Overwatch 2, not so much the PvP. The PvP will probably change over time.
Mm-hmm.
And that will, you know, like, get better.
That's not what I want to hear.
That, from what I've heard from, like, other people who play, like YouTubers that play Overwatch and shit, they say that, like, if for casuals and shit, people who are just looking outside, it looks like it is the same game, most likely, especially if you're not playing it or haven't been playing it. But for, like, hardcore, like, Overwatch people, it's
for the people who know what the game is.
It's a breath of fresh air because they're like, oh, shit, this is way more fun. And, like, because everyone's been reworked in some sort of way. They've changed.
The supports are just not getting the reworks.
Hey, Clarence. Yeah. Real
I mean,
quick,
I would hope so.
Did you call me Clarence?
No, I was talking to Clarence, but I was looking at you.
What?
So,
good save.
I was looking at you because I wanted you to
good
stop.
Good save. But go ahead.
It was not a save. I believe you.
Sure.
I just want to say, when I say that about Call of Duty, you know, just you just act like it doesn't mean anything, but that's what
it doesn't.
There. That's really weird. Because I play the game and I know the changes, and you just like, oh, no, there's a shooter. Like,
oh, yeah, the FAL has less recall in this patch.
Yeah. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. No, just wanted to make sure.
Game breaking.
Yeah, it is. Just want to be clear. All right, go on, Chris.
What is this automation that you got this arm doing?
I want it to just be petty. Just be clear. Somehow. I want it to be petty and weird somehow. Go on.
It's gone now.
It doesn't matter. You're talking about Activision.
I wasn't talking about Activision. I'm just saying, like, I was saying, like, for hardcore fans, it's different from for casuals. It's not going to be. And, like, the only different thing they even announced before in the past was, like, they were going to add the whole, like Clarence said, the PvE and, of course, and the story mode.
Ugh.
That they said that they're going to add. So, that, I mean, and who knows when these things are going to happen.
Big fucking whoop.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm so sick of Overwatch. If they don't change it in a major way, I'm just not going to
get it. What do you mean by, what would you want?
More Hanzo skins.
Anyway.
They did change the scoreboard, so now you can see everybody's stats actively. You don't have to worry about who's not doing damage and who's not blocking things. But the game has to teach you what's important damage to block and what's important damage to deal.
You know what's important to block? Netflix's fucking ads. They're going to be coming real soon.
Yep.
I lopped like 5 transitions out for Netflix, and no one took it. Thank you.
Wow. Yeah, Netflix announced that they're going to start rolling out their new plans, price hikes, no password sharing, and ads.
And the bottom tier quality, I think, is like 480p.
Ew, what the fuck?
Like, if you pay the bare minimum, you can stream, but I think a maximum of 480p. Like, come on, bro. Man,
what the fuck is wrong with you people?
The Netflix
stock $20. Like, literally, with the price that I was paying before, that's $250 a year.
Yeah.
That is more expensive than Amazon Prime.
And they come to me.
Yeah.
And they come to me, bitch. Yo, like, what do you guys give me?
Like, they give you, like, for the price of Netflix subscription, you can get Amazon Prime, Hulu, and Disney Plus.
And HBO together. Max.
Yeah.
Like, this is insane. What the fuck is going on? Like, Netflix, y'all fucking up my stock.
Big time.
Look, this is...
I'm about to sell, baby.
This was all inevitable. As we've talked about over the years, the hole that they kept digging for themselves with all these shows and shit.
Whose fault is that?
It's theirs. No, I'm saying they've been digging their hole for years. So now it's here's like the results.
They're following the structure set up by the U.S. government.
Yep.
Which is debt money until we can't, shit. And then we go and tax everybody.
Exactly. What better model is
like,
there?
Because, you know, what I needed was that fucking show of dating with people with masks on that was terrifying. Yep. That's what I wanted money to go to.
All right.
And not to mention that they keep cracking down on password sharing, which they think why they, you know, they're not doing so high because people keep sharing passwords.
Even though they're the ones who fucking promoted it in the first place.
They did.
For years.
Can't put that one back in the box.
Yeah. No, you open up Pandora's box, baby. We're going to keep sharing this password.
So now did we talk about this before? They're going to charge you if they're going to look at your account, see where it's been activated from,
the IP and everything,
and then charge you an additional amount for sharing your password,
mm-hmm. like $4 or something. Not even just sharing your password, but adding another account.
Is it $4 per account?
I think so. To add an account to the
suck
account,
my dick
to the main account.
Suck my dick. That's fucked up. That's really fucked up.
Now my mama's not going to be able to finish Ozarks. Thank you, guys.
And to make things, y'all can't even give us the full archive of Netflix. I don't care what contracts y'all got.
Yeah.
I got to get a VPN to look at your library.
That's a good fucking, like, why don't you just fucking open it all up? Why is everything region locked?
Contracts.
I don't care.
I don't care.
Right. If I'm paying that kind of money, yeah, I don't give a fuck about that. Yeah. Give me everything.
Yeah. Like, I was so excited when they announced Studio Ghibli, and then it's like, oh, it's Europe.
That's fucked up. That was really fucked up.
And then HBO came in like the savior, like, we got you, bro.
Then we got it.
Here it is, everything.
They the homie right now.
Yeah.
They,
HBO Max is looking real good.
They really are.
Real good.
Y'all watch Southside?
Not yet.
It's so fucking funny. I swear to God, watch it.
All right. That's on the list. Put it on top.
It's 20-minute episodes. Put it on top. It's fast.
Here's the thing, though. This is Netflix shooting themselves in the foot. There's way too much content out there. I can live without... Listen, Ozarks is done. All I got to do is power through the 6 episodes, and then you're canceled. That's it.
Right.
There's literally nothing else in there that draws me in.
Not at all. Everything else I can find anywhere else. On the anime I watch, I can find it on Crunchyroll.
Yeah.
You don't...
Y'all are counting those chickens too soon.
Yeah, you think I'm going to come back for Witcher Season 3? I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I will.
Sorry, Henry. I'll find some way to watch it.
I know, right?
I'll find a way.
I'll just have you reenacted. After we're done shooting?
You trying to go all caps and then kabuki? Go into the backyard?
Yeah, it's Kabuki. Just give me Kabuki Witcher.
I'm down for some Kabuki Witcher. I want the drums.
With that said, the only other thing we have on the docket is Marvel announced a 60th with the 60th anniversary of Spider-Man coming up. They announced a Amazing Fantasy 1000, which was the original book where Spider-Man debuted. Right,
yeah. 1000.
So they announced the 1000 is going to be a conglomerate of little one shots written by a ton of talented people. Off the top of my head,
ooh, Spider-Man anthology, yay!
Yeah, off the top of my head, the ones that stuck out the most was obviously Neil Gaiman, American Gods of fame, and then Jonathan Hickman. Which, here's my caveat on this Jonathan Hickman one shot. Can Jonathan Hickman pull off a story in
with
one
character?
Yes.
One shot. Like,
one shot. Yes.
How many data pages are going to be in this one shot?
Book might be all data pages.
Look,
he's going to give you like an eight chapter book.
But here's the thing. They're all coming out in the same book. Like, this is going to be like I imagine.
It's Jonathan Hickman's book.
Yeah, but
featuring everybody else.
I know. And plot twist, it's his story.
Jonathan Hickman gets 24 pages. Everybody else gets fucking six.
In between everyone's little one shot, you get to see a panel.
Data page?
Yeah, you get to see a data page.
Yeah, setting up Jonathan Hickman's at the end.
Holy shit. He's running the Spider-Man office
to
do this. So, oh my God. Big brain. Jonathan Hickman, the god. But I'm kind of excited for it. They didn't show anything, but they talked about the little pairings that they're gonna have, and I'm kind of excited for it. They're showing they talked about a couple different of the routes that they're taking for some of the stories, and
yeah,
I'm not a big Spider-Man reader, but this might be something I got to check out.
But maybe if Hickman is right now.
Especially, I want to start the Zeb Wells run that's going to be coming up. Mm. But it's going to be Ben Reilly, which, all right, cool. Yeah,
like, sure. Like, they get me every once in a while. Like, I'm not a Spider-Man guy either, but when they started the Beyond storyline, I jumped on that for a little bit.
It's been a minute since Spider-Man's been, like, broken, depressed. So he hasn't been that...
Now he's broken and depressed into a fucking bed in a coma.
Not even there. I feel like also like it's been a while since he's been broken, depressed, but also since he's been alone. Like there's so many other people around him now that have his name.
I swear to God, the Spider-Man books have turned into my house in like the beginning of the summer. Like spiders just fucking pop up everywhere.
You have to kill every single one.
It's like I miss when he was just a lone spider in the city trying to do his best.
Oh, now we got Aranya. Now we got Spider-Gwen. And then I saw somebody did a mock-up of what Felicity would look like as a spider.
Stop.
Hey.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure. I'm
hey, if it works in Gotham, it can work in New York.
I know Spider-Man is bad.
And a spider is, I personally am more interested in the spider than a flying rat.
Yeah, I'd rather have a spider infestation than a bat infestation. Okay. Yeah.
I'm just gonna well,
you smell the guano?
But how big are the spiders?
Well, you're getting both either way.
More spiders mean less mosquitoes.
Holy shit. I can't wait for that for the Forbidden Door to open and DC and Marvel have a fucking Spider-Man versus Batman fan. The Spider family versus the Bat family?
They'll never
end. That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
I mean, well,
That's a pun. That's a rap and a pun. Spider-Man.
Okay. Stats wise, for sure, it'd be a rap, but DC's never going to let that be a rap.
No,
it's going to go on for years.
If you believe that Nightwing won't come up and just snatch up all the women,
can you imagine?
You're out your fucking
mind.
All
he has to do is turn around.
Not Silk.
Yeah, it's true. Maybe.
He'll turn.
I don't know, man.
He'll turn.
You haven't had the right one. Look at his ass.
She hasn't seen the buns.
You haven't seen the buns yet.
Seen the buns.
This is all I'm about.
Yeah, the Joker didn't do that to Barbara.
Stop. Stop. We don't talk about it. That.
He didn't even shoot her in the spine. Her back was broken in a different way.
No.
She was faking it all these years. She was looking for an excuse.
I thought Batman did it. I thought I could do better. Broke her fucking back.
Oh, man.
With that said, I don't know if you guys have anything else.
No, the only thing I get is to move on to comic book reviews.
Yeah.
Yay!
All right. Oh, you did?
Yay. All right. It was just Marvel, DC, Marvel, DC, Marvel kind of week, man.
There was less trade and blow.
Not a lot of indie guys that I was interested in. So
yeah, same. I kind of browsed through a couple things. And
I was looking. I mean, Noctara's still going, but I'm starting not to care.
Oh, no.
I'm along for the ride.
I honestly,
I'm still there. Okay. They're talking about feeding somebody. Somebody fed somebody else their dick. It was... What? Fantastic.
Look, I didn't even think it would go on.
I'll catch you up after the show. Okay. This shit's being wild.
Oh my God.
So yeah, we're starting with from DC Milestone, Blood Syndicate Season 1, Issue 1.
Let's get this out the way.
You were saying earlier, my man, bring that passion back.
Yes. I'm starting to notice a stark difference in, you know, the sort of energy behind projects, and you can tell when someone doesn't have like, or when they don't want something to succeed, that they'll either let it come out a certain way. Now, that's not to put any slight on the people who are, you know,
the
part
creative
of the team,
side.
The creative team. I'm sure they are just as passionate about making this relatable and cool and up to date. And they did a little bit of that, you know, as best they could with all the ones that have been coming out so far. They've tried to give it that little new spin on it, like what would it be like today. But with that being said, the energy around these books, I don't think it's just me. It's just not there. It's like clear. It's black and white. This was not. There's so many themes in here that don't make sense together. Like,
yeah.
It's like, oh, you know, we grew up from the hood, but also we just went and joined the military and went and killed brown kids. And it was kind of like growing up in the hood. And like,
oh my God, going over, it's like they're like killing each other like us.
Yeah.
Remember back in the day? And then with that whole, like at first, I forgot this was part of the whole Milestone shit, because I thought this was going to be taking a serious route, and that I know where people are fucking shooting energy beams out their fucking hands and flying around and shit, like, oh yeah, we got superheroes, by the way.
I'm still not cool with the term blast babies.
Yeah.
I thought they're bang babies.
Whatever the fuck it is.
Bang babies.
Anything baby and ejaculation related is kind of...
bang.
See, with this particular book, I'm not going to lie, I started reading like the first 7 panels. And I was drained. I don't know what happened. Some force just said, and I couldn't finish reading the book.
Is that me? I got through it, but I struggled too. Shit, we meet these 3 characters. I did not give a fuck about what they were doing.
No.
You know,
I don't give a fuck. I don't remember them.
No slight to anybody who wrote the book, but yeah, I don't have any slight. I don't know what's going on in here.
I like how they show what he's going to be at the very end, like the last little art, like at the end, like he's going to be T9 or whoever the fuck, like, yeah, the weapon and stuff. Like, we don't see that now.
Yeah,
like
you kind of needed to see it now.
No, like, yeah, skip all this opening shit.
Yeah,
get to the good shit now. But no, like, it's very just like you said. It's like there's no. I feel like
There's no direction.
There's no direction. I get where they're coming from and everything, but I feel like the editor kind of just said whatever. They didn't like look it over properly, so like to see how well the story flowed instead of just making sure that like, oh yeah, you know, they're speaking, you know, they're speaking Urbanics, you know, everyone's cool.
Here's what really got me. I appreciate anytime my culture is acknowledged or brought in, right? If you want to add Spanish or give them a lingo or have this inclusion of the Hispanic culture, you have to understand that Hispanic doesn't encompass the entirety of the fucking Americas.
Yeah. It doesn't.
Mexico, Colombia, all of these places are their own culture. Mm-hmm. You can't just throw out words like vato and then expect them to stick. That may be, and it may be a nitpick on my part, but that's something that always like...
No, it's valid.
All right, cool. No,
it's valid because like it's meant for like maybe like for me or so, for me reading this and everything, I couldn't tell the difference.
Like, yeah,
because,
oh, they're just
that's
they're
only
just,
because I'm a dumb American. Right. You know, I didn't know all, you know, I didn't know what different like, you know, lingo was going on and stuff.
And I appreciate it anytime it's done. It's just sometimes it just feels like, oh, would you?
It just feels disrespectful. Like,
that's how I feel that way. I feel that way similarly about when it comes to our stories. Like, mm-hmm. there's always this necessary need to tie us to military, and if it's not that, it's just the street shit.
The hood, yeah.
You know, and if you're going to do all that stuff, that's cool, but if the...
There's a way to go around it, about it.
If the talent is not on brand, like, you can't just come in and have the identity down. You have to make the story interesting as well.
Yeah.
And the way they're playing it is like, I should already know who these people are to an extent.
Like, not even just
this
like,
wasn't written for us.
Because people are popping up.
Who's it written for?
No, like, fans. It's not even, like, you're right. It's fans. Not even just about, like, I mean, not even talk about the inclusion stuff. The story, how they set things up.
Yeah, that's...
Like, it's...
Yeah.
It's a nothing chapter. Like, I guess it's an introduction, but you need to be quicker with these chapters.
Right.
You don't have a
like,
lot of
they
pages.
Spent the whole time talking. Where is the motherfucking the rest of it?
Exactly.
The, like, the one thing I did like, I'm sorry to cut you off. I did like when Homegirl got introduced and she came in talking super fast and there was no spaces. I was like, oh, she was the only one that could pick up, like, oh, she's Latina. That is the only, I was like, oh, that is the only thing you've gotten right. You've had Spanish words sprinkled here and there, but the only actual characteristic for an actual Latina that you got right was in that part where she just spoke without fucking breathing.
Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan of this book, and it sucks that it has
all the elements.
It has
all the elements that I like.
Yeah,
is there cartel shit. You're trying to make this into like a superhero Colors, because Buddy that wrote it, the actual writer, he was an actor in the IC movie Colors.
So
I checked up, like I looked up who was the writer, who was the artist. Like, I'm trying to figure out how this all came together after reading it, because I'm like, there has to be something I'm missing.
Yeah, right.
There's got to be something that I'm just putting on bias glasses, and I'm like, I didn't like this for whatever XYZ reasoning. Mm-hmm. So I started kind of doing a little bit of research. He's got like writer's credits in like CSI or NCU, a couple different things. And I'm like, I see what they were going for, this like street drama, but the way it was all put together, that editing dropped the ball on this one.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to give us like, I won't necessarily say The Wire, but that feeling of like this is real street life, but also they have powers. Yeah. That's what they're trying to give me.
Yeah.
And it,
the elements are there.
Yeah, I appreciate it for that. It's just that like, I'll just say, and I get it, man. Like, it's not like DC, you know, is probably putting their biggest step forward on putting this out here. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to say, like, for a number one, it could have been stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I got so for him.
I'm going to be honest. I'm probably like, just like all the other stuff that they've kind of dropped, I'm kind of not interested in any of it.
Like, fair enough.
The only one that really fucking even cared about was the Icon and Rocket, and they haven't even popped up in their own book.
I like Static. Either, so. Static's cool from
like,
time to time.
To me, it's like the Static was the strongest one.
Yep, that's because because
every time you went out, like, I mean, like, Icon and Rocket was pretty good, but like everything else has started like to drop off, like when it comes in quality and everything, at least in writing, like in story.
Static is an easy layup, and it's
that's my problem with it. Static is a free throw from a 98% shooter,
yeah.
And they keep bricking the fuck out of it.
No. It's so frustrating.
Yeah, it's frustrating because I want to like all this shit the same way I like all this other shit,
mm-hmm.
but this shit is not like where it needs to be, and I can't, like, you know, for all the money that I spend. Listen, shit's getting more expensive.
Yeah,
I can't just eat that and, if I'm not enjoying
and
it.
And not only that, the competition that you're going up against, especially indie shit, like you have to come with your A game. Like,
right,
you can't put this up against X-Men and expect me to go with this over X-Men.
Right,
right. You can't expect me to go over this over.
We live.
Yeah,
yeah. Over Nightmare Block. I would pick Nightmare Block.
100%.
That was the Nightmare Block. Like, yeah.
Because it
or
has.
Or when
more.
We get to it, the dinosaurs.
Oh, that's a home run.
That one's out of there.
That we'll get to that one. But when you come in, one last thought. When you come in into a crowded field like this, you have to come with your A game. There's no room to slack.
A game,
especially when you're carrying a legacy and you're trying to rebirth this legacy, you're trying to give it put it out there. Which the time is now for this. Type of books to come out.
Yeah, right. To succeed
this is,
and everything.
This is the time.
Right. These are the kind of heroes that people can relate to, assuming they read comics and shit. You know what I mean? But
I think, as an example, they need to stop acting like Holocaust in this book. Stop yelling that you're Holocaust.
Right.
Like, stop saying that. And you need to actually do shit. Like,
yeah, let us figure out who you are and don't tell us.
Yeah, don't.
Right. Earn your name.
Yeah, earn your name. Like, granted, yeah, you're a legacy, but, like, no one knows who you are.
I didn't even catch that. I just caught homie just calling them Vato 7 times, and I was like, I just kept reading that over and over again. I didn't even catch homie.
The white noise.
What? Nah, it's good. Turn the page.
Moving on.
I didn't even know South Dakota got this hood either.
I don't. Listen.
Why are there no I'm gonna stand up for a community. Why are there no natives in these books if everything is based on fucking South Dakota?
Moving on.
Oh my god, can you stop putting identity politics?
God, everything's so fucking political with you guys.
Oh my god, why can't the story just be good? Why do you want all that?
Aren't you happy you're in it?
Yeah, aren't you happy with the brown and black people put in? You want fucking red?
Damn,
I could have easily picked up a different pencil, bro.
All right, can I move to the next one?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Captain America, Symbol of Truth, number one. He wrote another Captain America just like 2 weeks ago. I think it was issue number 0. I didn't catch that one.
I didn't read that.
I did read this one, though, and I am a Captain America guy, so I like a lot of what's in here. It does feel a bit leaning more towards, like, this is a legit Sam attempt in my mind. The writer is definitely, I looked him up too. He's got some decent credentials under him. And because after I read their dialogue just between him and Misty, I'm like, wow.
That was my favorite part.
I'm not used to that. Certainly not in one of these. I was not expecting that.
Exactly. It was so wholesome.
It almost felt like that's what he wanted to set up the entire time, and the rest of the book is a front.
I did. Exactly.
This is Anthony Mackie just in the fucking. They just took Anthony Mackie and just slapped him page on a print.
Yeah.
This entire, like, the whole train sequence and the. Everything going on reminded me so much of the opening episode of Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
I think that was by design.
Oh, yeah,
I think.
For sure.
Yeah, like, I think they're really trying to, like, lean into what the shows have set up. And, you know, like I said, I'm biased. This is up to you guys to tell the people how. I like it because I just like Captain America shit anyway, so, and I like when Sam gets to do it. And
when did Danny Rand fumble the bag?
A long time ago, man.
Hey, Danny Rand is just having the worst couple years of his life.
They took his power away.
He lost the girl. He lost the Iron Fist. He probably lost his apartment.
You know,
but it's just
he's more Spider-Man than Spider-Man.
now he's stuck in a day job running a Fortune 500 company. Woe is me.
Oh my god!
All I have is all this money.
He has to have go. He has to go with 4 summer homes instead of 7.
Damn it.
Bro, he took a big hit, man. Come on.
This economy sucks. Fuck Biden.
But the book was good.
No, like I really love the writing in this. Yeah. But I think the only like criticisms I think is just how it ended. It felt a little rough with some of the stuff that was going on.
Yeah, they were just at the end they were kinda like,
a lot of shit was happening. Like, like when what's his face went to space and took out the satellite and just came back down. Like I get that's this Marvel stuff, but I thought I was
You don't get cold up there, bro?
No.
Like he was literally above the earth. Like I saw the earth in the back.
No, his suit obviously.
You can breathe up there, bro.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to.
How fast
wanna,
can he fly?
I want to look more into Joaquin because I was actually I was not expecting a new Falcon. I didn't. I don't know where I've been. I didn't know there was a new Falcon.
Yeah. So.
And
wait, wasn't he at the end of one of the books that we read before?
Possibly, but
yeah. I mean, he's been around for a minute. So.
I thought he was just a vulture.
The vulture's good.
I have a peeve about him.
Go ahead.
So. I don't know how he had these converses. Yeah, I don't know how he had these converses on. He was like picking things up with his feet.
I want to see the converse. I never saw the converse.
Either way,
was it right at the beginning?
Either way, there are no claws.
No, like
if you're gonna do stuff like that, like lean all the way in and give him some condor claws on his on his shoes.
Oh, yeah, I see
hiking
it.
Those stupid hiking shoes with the feet. So
yeah, give him something so he can hold on to people.
I hate those.
You already got the wings and the bird eyes and everything.
Also, there was I
get what you're saying, but that it's like three panels that didn't draw the lines, and then everything else after that, he's got little claws.
Like fuck it.
I also
Let me see.
I didn't understand. Like I mentioned before the podcast, the whole fucking panel of him maybe torturing a guy or maybe not torturing a guy.
Captain America never tortures.
He just left him hanging so he can think about his actions.
I feel like they originally had him torturing. Just like change that, and they're like, okay, let's just hang him up.
I need to see the panel again because honestly, I blew right past that.
Oh, you did?
Like I just blew right past that.
Yeah, it was a weird panel. Overall, this was. Yeah. I mean, it got right down to the point. We know what Captain America is, what Captain America stands for.
This is a really good number one.
I will never understand how just a regular bird is just.
That bird is sick.
Swiftly
I keep forgetting
dodging bullets.
Yeah.
Nah, man. Buddy had claws questionably in one panel. And then he never had him ever again.
I wonder how that bird will go.
Maybe his feet just like close up and they open up when needed.
I mean, like this is like we kind of we
I
know
stopped
what,
questioning Marvel physiology a
yeah,
long time
same.
Ago.
Like I'm like it's out of here for me. I don't even know what's going on.
It was a satellite. He clawed it in space.
Isn't
that
know.
Shit going it's like 1,000 miles an hour?
I don't know what's going on there.
It's really weird.
I love this book.
how do you get the trajectory down and find out what satellite? There's thousands of satellites zooming.
Well, he probably knows which ones. He's like, that's not Viacom. Blow that one up.
Can you imagine him like just flying up to get the satellite and a fucking bolt going to like 10,000 miles goes and just pierces right through his heart and he just falls.
Yikes.
The dude said, who's paying you? If you say your mom, I knock all your teeth out. I bet you make a lot of money. You could probably make a little bit more. He's like, I just bought a gold toilet yesterday. Good shit.
Yeah, man of culture. Yeah, I like the writing in here. It's a little slick. It's got a little bit more flavor on it than my usual Captain America run. And I'm really happy to see that with Sam because God knows his reputation needs some help.
Like, oh, yeah.
You know what?
It's like it's hard to just like when you say Sam Wilson, it's like that's not John Stewart. Like, you know, so, you know, I like the number one, so I hope they keep it going. Apparently, yeah, I'm supposed to be reading two of these.
Oh, there's two going on at the same time?
Yeah, there's in the back, they kind of line up that this and the other Captain America.
Are going together. That's right. I did hear about
that. Like, damn it,
I want to know, what are the odds of Falcon finding his cousin being smuggled into America in the same train he's supposed to come get it?
Oh, I mean, what is that?
I don't know.
Apparently, that's you know, very common.
According to Fox News, there's immigrants busting through the fucking through everything.
They're like, see,
100 miles an hour.
See, we showed you. It's in the comic book.
You,
see,
you cannot stop them.
You can't.
What did you do over there?
I didn't do.
It was working.
I didn't do anything. I've been fighting with it the whole time.
Tying up the middle. Yeah. The actual long one. There you go. That one.
This one.
That one. Tighten it.
Now I'm sitting here watching him do it. So.
Twist. It's twist. Not moving anywhere at all.
Have you broken my microphone?
I just existed here, man. It was slowly going down. I've been fighting with it.
We'll fix it. We'll fix it afterwards.
Yeah.
You can just pull the mic out and just hold it.
Okay. Well,
All right. Can we get next, right,
next
book?
One. Yeah,
next
cool,
one.
Cool, cool, cool. All right. All right, we'll start now.
Yeah.
All right. Another from Marvel, Marvel Alpha. I don't know what that means. But Hulk versus Thor, Banner of War, Part 1. This picks up right after Hulk number 6.
It's because it is an alpha. It's not going to be a continuing series would be on the books. Another,
Thor, yeah, gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
In the Thor and the Hulk books as they that. Come. Yeah.
I should know that.
I only realized that when I read I think in the back there's like a question and like a Q&A and they kind of pointed into that, or at least right in here it's very small. It tells you continuing in Thor 25, Hulk 7, Thor 26, and Hulk 8.
Man, they are fucking racking it up, aren't they?
Look at them learning from Hickman. Look at them learning from Hickman.
They are fucking racking it up. Look, let's get right into it. Donnie, he put his angles in this one.
Yeah.
Mm. This was just the amount of light it needed to be. It was funny.
It was great.
It was fast.
I don't know. The Donnie special is like a really strong start and like a little meh finish.
Yeah, I know.
That's a special.
Well, luckily they're going to go on to other, you know.
Yeah, he's starting it off, and then the team at Thor will pick it up in the next one. I mean, it's going to be a collaboration all throughout. So.
Yeah.
I'm happy as a continuous reader of both of these series. They didn't allude to it at all until the last Hulk where randomly he just popped up. Thor just popped up like, hey, we about to fight.
Yeah. They was like, hey, and also this. You know, they just wrapped up their little first arc, which was kind of cool.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I enjoyed it.
Why
enjoyed
wouldn't it Thor talk to Hulk? Like, they know each other for so long. Don't they have the common courtesy to say, hey, what you doing over here, man? Why you got that on your head?
I don't understand why he didn't.
And they fought for so many times.
I don't understand how Thor didn't, like, recognize, like, wait, it's like, he's talking. He's like.
Oh, he did.
Like, yeah.
Like, he did.
Hey, like, wait a minute. You're enunciating?
Yeah, he was like, what? Yeah, he's listening to him. And they talk, but they kind of laid it up like, you know, I have not been caught up with Thor, but the book got me right where I needed to be.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
maybe they're both batshit crazy right now.
Yeah, they also, like, it kind of feels like they changed up what the Hulk is trying to do. Does anyone else feel like that? Because in the issue number 1, they told us he was trying to kill himself. He was trying to find a way to kill himself.
They haven't talked about that since that issue.
Yeah, we talked about that like a lot ago.
And now they're trying to say he's just trying to be left alone.
I'm trying to find solace.
I don't know what they're trying to say because they've said 17 different things.
Look, well, either way,
Hulk, this issue was fun.
Hulk doesn't know what Hulk wants.
No,
at this point.
Banner's just like, I want to see what the number do. All right, let's go. Who's gonna fight me next?
Yeah,
This entire the entire Hulk run has been based around something that happened in El Paso, I believe, El Paso, Texas.
Yeah.
So nobody knows what it is. They've also been alluding to a third or however many other personality, a new personality that has arisen inside the psyche of Banner and the Hulk.
Really?
That's called Titan.
Yeah, that was in the last issue.
Yeah, so they've been alluding to
that you didn't read
something evil or demonic kind of playing in the background.
It's them trying to pull the trigger on again the Hulk having a Hulk, because remember last time this happened it was a Hulk spelled backwards during a Axis call.
I don't remember that.
It literally the exact same color scheme. Maybe he was purple, but literally the exact same color scheme. Skin cracking and everything, same shit.
No, that would be sick if it was purple.
Yeah, so...
No, this is new.
The thing I liked about this is because it's Hulk versus Thor. You know what you're going for.
Right. It was light and fun.
Yeah.
I just enjoyed how fun it was.
I really enjoyed the Watcher just commentating with a tub of popcorn.
People want other aliens watching with him and shit.
And you know what was great? That at one point, Thor is like, I'm doing this because he's killed 17 people.
Yeah.
And then he does like a lightning strike that destroys the entire Hand of God Coliseum.
See?
Oh.
In the process, killing about thousands
of
spectators.
It was fucking funny. Like, they clearly wouldn't taken themselves too seriously with this issue.
Nah, it was just
but
fun.
It's a nice pivot point. Like, this is the starting of something. And if this is going to marry these two series, who, like Hato said, I'm enjoying reading them as well whenever I do.
Mm-hmm. You know what my favorite part was?
What?
Hey, Hulk, you know how you can get off of Thor's hammer? Get up.
Yeah. Yeah. He's
just
like,
get up,
he's
bro.
Like, he's like, no, no, no. The Hulk is too simple to deal with this. I will deal with it. I'm gonna figure
out how to do it. You know what?
I'll just stand up.
I'll just stand
up. It ruined my fucking put a hole.
Check it out.
Look, Hulk can take it. It's fine.
Amp it up. amp.
That was the dumbest thing I've ever fucking seen. Yeah,
Banner, stop. You know you can't get. Wait, what are you? Oh, you just make it go. Oh, okay. You're
said,
fine.
Now call your hammer back. All right, through the hole.
Okay,
right, that was disrespectful.
That one is a tiny nitpick, but I noticed that the hammer somehow was behind him, which didn't understand. Like,
listen, crunch time.
Maybe he took some steps forward to like size him up and said like, you should probably get your hammer back right now.
No, he didn't.
Listen, man.
I love this.
I don't know how this is gonna conclude.
Neither.
In a stalemate like it always does.
Yeah,
or with Hulk in orbit, because this is a Odin force Thor. Thor force Thor. What's the Hulk going to do?
Go Titan?
Nah. Yeah. He just got a new power up, so he has to use it because he can't stand against the All Father.
That's a power up for him, too.
And like,
it's not enough.
And it's unfair that that Hulk has to fight on two fronts. He's got to fight Thor in real life and then Odin inside his brain. So
that's crazy. That's a tough one.
How the fuck did he get in there?
He threw the hammer at him.
Why are you asking questions about the
All Father? I know, he's a god.
He's dead.
He's magic.
And he fucked the embodiment of life.
I know.
And it gave birth to something.
I told you about this.
Yeah. He could do whatever he wants.
I'm baffled and confused.
Like, it's the All Father.
Throw me in his head. I got this. Hello, Ben. Who the fuck?
He came in there.
This is my brain.
He came in there gold plated, looking like the gold. he came in there looking like the golden eagle that the Ghostface Killer had in that mink coat.
He said, "Man, I'm not finna look like a bum. Come talk to the Banner. Remember."
He said, "My boy, come take a seat."
quick deviation from it. If you guys recall to the new Thor trailer, that hammer is all pieced up.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah.
It looks like very similar to the new hammer that Thor got. That is
true.
And Anthony Hopkins is dead. And if you want to.
But remember, Hela did squeeze it and shatter it into a million pieces.
Well, yeah, still. But what I'm saying is there's enough time and enough stuff there to where you could make those.
Oh, yeah. So it could actually happen.
Yeah.
And that Thor is talking to her. Odin's talking to her.
Yeah. Something like that.
That would be
totally
really nice.
I'm sure they would. I would jump all over that if I were sick. Why not? That sounds like an easy one. Speaking of easy ones from DC, I think this was like my fastest read this week.
Oh, man. Series.
I read this twice.
Man.
It was so
great. Dopamine rush the whole time.
The Jurassic League number one. Yes. Written by Daniel Wharton Johnson. Drawn by Pennyworth artist.
I love it.
I'm gonna mess up his fucking name.
Let me see.
Juan.
I'm gonna give it to Hato. You said Juan. Give it to Hato.
Yeah. Give it right to him. Give it right to him.
I don't want to be judged.
The second name.
Coward. You.
Gideon. Gideon.
Juan. Gideon.
Juan Gideon.
Yeah.
Sure. All right.
Oh, look, that first.
That's what's up.
He drew a lot of the Venom stuff towards the end. He drew the Pennyworth series, and now he's doing this. This guy.
Nice.
Yeah. I love his work. He's like, he reminds me of the Capcom shit. Like,
he's the same one doing Powerbomb, right?
Daniel Warren Johnson is writing Powerbomb. Okay. He did the cover.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay.
Either way, this is a dream team. This is a
dream fever. It's a fever dream.
It is a team dream for a fever dream.
I wish I had a big ass bowl of cereal while I was reading this.
I love it. this is the dumbest book I've read.
This shit is straight out of the 90s.
Yeah.
Like this would be something that would be on like Saturday morning cartoon 90s.
Absolutely.
In the 90s.
Mastered. And I would watch the fuck out of it.
An overamped electric guitar intro.
Jurassic League.
I would cry and beg my mother for these toys. Like,
please.
I want these. If anybody on Etsy is making these figures,
please
hit me up. I want
Jurassic League house shoes. All right. I want Jurassic League bath coats.
Yeah, this is a knock in the park as far as merchandise.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
concept merchandising, yeah, this shit is, this is gold.
Yeah.
Like I don't normally don't love their leaning into multiverse shit. Like it's, you know, but this was, this one hit it out of the park for me. I'm biased. I love the writer, love these artists.
I like it when they dwell deep into just a completely absurd topic. Yeah, and they and they go and they create an entire world of something that's so enormously insane. Like this on paper is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of, but I love this so much.
Just Pun City.
Yeah,
it's just great. It's just fucking
easy ones too.
Dinosaur,
just fucking layups.
I can just see them like just riding down Joker's sword and just cackling.
Oh, Mike.
Just cackling. Because I cackled every time.
Genius.
There's a certain part where Tyranno Batman, he's finding the Joker dinosaur, and he fucking runs at him, and he goes, Guano, he's fast. I lost my mind. Lost my mind.
Yeah, this book was special. It kind of, I love it when they lean into their, you know, offshoot shit, like you were saying. Like, this is good for them. The energy's there and everything.
I love the fact that Batman is a Tyrannosaurus just because that's his favorite dinosaur.
Yeah.
Because they reference that and everything. Like, how he has a Tyrannosaurus Rex in his Batcave.
You're right.
Like, I love dinosaurs. What?
Because I was trying to think about that too. Like, why would he be
T-Rex? Yeah.
Besides, he's the main character.
Yeah. So, because,
but yeah, no, he loves.
There's a lot in here, a lot of good stuff in here. I would love figurines of these.
I want a poster. Yeah. I want, like,
the way that they built the entire world to just be all dinosaurs, the Triceratops, Themyscira, like that makes sense.
Yeah.
Themyscira, Triceratops. I don't know why it makes sense, but it makes sense.
Thick Wonder Woman, by the way.
I'm here for it. Triceratops Wonder Woman?
Dog.
This is from her
mama?
Yeah.
She's huge.
Is this from the same people who made Wonder Woman? Dead Earth?
Yeah, same.
Yes.
Yeah, you can tell.
Yes,
that guy's talented.
I don't know why this was the first time I saw Aquaman. Like Aquaman to me was so great because
yeah, he was really cool. Both of them,
yeah,
like really really sick.
Is Super Sore naturally colored this way?
Yes.
Like that's just his skin.
Yes,
skin color.
It's great, isn't it? Like
he's naked.
Like,
the motherfucker's just running around naked.
I love it. And it makes sense. I'm like, fuck. I tried to hate everything in here. I was like,
I did too.
Fuck.
I love this.
I was trying to find something to hate. Black Mantasaurus. Like he looks like
me.
He looks like great. Juggernaut.
Whoa,
like,
this creature.
Is my favorite panel.
When he punches that fucking dolphin, it's hilarious.
Yeah, the energy in these pages are absolutely incredible.
This is my favorite book of the week, and X-Men 11 was fire. Dude, I will put that on there.
Yeah, yeah.
You caught it.
I just cut up to 10. I know 11's gonna be some crazy shit.
11 was fire.
So yeah, this shit was easily my favorite read. There's five more of these. I'm here.
Yeah.
Oh man. Fuck yeah.
I'm gonna cry when it ends.
I want
to
hold it.
I swear to God, if they shit the bed on this for in any way, shape, or form, because it's a layout.
Like, right.
It doesn't matter how this ends.
It's really hard to fuck up.
Yeah, it's really hard. But if they shit the bed on this, I will cry.
Yeah.
On air. Clip that.
I will cry. But you'd have to try to fuck this one up.
Yeah.
This is gold. Really had a lot of fun reading it. I cannot wait for issue two. Yeah. I'm here for this.
Who do you want to see in here as what dinosaur?
I don't want any preconceptions. I love this book so much. Honestly, I love this book so much that I'm in the world. Take me. I'm in the passenger seat. I'm in the back seat. I don't want to even envision of what we're going.
I know exactly where you are. I was going to say Pterodactyl or a Robin, though.
Yeah, a flying Robin, period. I will lose my fucking mind.
Well, Robin is going to be the little caveman kid.
Yeah,
we know that.
Yeah.
I don't like because they already showed Green Lantern. They already showed.
Green Lantern?
They did.
Oh, in the panel up there. She had a vision.
I'm here for Flash.
Flash.
I'm sure that's a raptor. If it's not a raptor, that would be insane.
It would be.
Yeah. But yeah, all the right pieces are here.
Yes.
You know, the only
Bizarro and Giganto were hilarious.
If you like dumb fun and you love the Justice League or DC at all and everything, you will love this book. Pick it up.
Yeah, absolutely recommend. Yes. 10 out of 10. Cool for me. I think that's it. Does anyone else have anything, any other words on it, or are we done?
No. I was trying to find a series that I was reading. I was trying to look for it, and I can't find it right now. But it's about like vampire kids. I think, I don't know. You made
something is something is killing the.
No. It's a different one. It's
Is that still going?
It's only like three. It's only like three issues so far, but I'm really loving it, and I wish I could fucking find it in the conglomerate that is my phone. Ah, virus. But maybe I'll bring it up next time once I find it, because I'm three issues in. There are only three issues in, and I'm really enjoying the book.
All right, you gotta let me know.
Yeah, sorry, fans. To be decided.
Yeah, sorry, you'll get it later.
Yeah.
All right, but with that being said, I think that's it. This has been another episode of the Thirsty Nerds Podcast. He's figuring out what's going on with his microphone.
Dude, I'm dying over here, man.
Don't worry about it.
Nice day outside.
How do you break my fucking stand?
It's on camera.
I'm going to review the Furious. I'll put the evidence in the group chat.
Please. With that being said, thank you, and stay thirsty.
See y'all later.
Peace out, nerds.